Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
One of the best executives of the year in baseball back in the day with the Cincinnati Reds and currently one of the best analysts in the game. That would be Mr. Jim Bowden. You can follow him on Twitter at @JimBowden_ESPN. And Jim, I know you're a very busy man, so thanks so much for the time. First off, I want to ask you about this McCutchen deal and just the implications of it, because it's been received rather negatively here for a lot of reasons. The general narrative that I see and that I believe in, actually, is that this is just another example how, quote, small market, which I think is a label that's come out because of a bad CBA, in my opinion, and this is what you have to do to survive. You've got to constantly just kick the can down the road a little bit. Do you agree with that?
Bob, I don't like this one at all, to be honest with you. I mean, I've always felt that there's certain players that should start their career and finish with the same team. I felt that way as I was a young kid growing up with Tony Gwynn with the Padres and George Brett in Kansas City and Carl Yastrzemski in Boston, and in my career, Barry Larkin in Cincinnati. You just want them to finish where they start. Andrew McCutchen's one of those exceptions for me, and I always thought that he would be the one, not Bonds, obviously, and not Bonilla and others, but I thought McCutchen was going to be the guy that was going to be able to start and finish his career in Pittsburgh, and I'm sad to hear the truth and the reality, and it's out there, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Andrew McCutchen has played his last game as a Pirate, and that to me is not good, but I understand it. The one thing that Frank Coonley, the president, and Neil Huntington, the GM in Pittsburgh, have said is they're going to try to compete year in and year out. They don't want to be a team that builds and then breaks down and then has to rebuild. But they don't want the Pirate fans to go through years of 90 to 100 win-loss seasons. They're going to try to win every single year or at least have a shot at a wild card, a shot for the playoffs. And to do that, they're going to use their business blinders, and they're going to take away the heart, the soul, and Andrew McCutchen, unfortunately, and he is going to be traded here. And Bob, I got to tell you, I'm a big McCutchen fan. I understand people that are going to look at his baseball-wise and say he's lost a step or two. He has. I know there are people that are going to look and say, are the knees or the hip bothering him? Is that why he gets a slow start? What happened last year? I get that. But I'm looking at a guy that hits 20 homers every single year and drives in 80. I know they asked him to move in defensively. You know and I know he's better when he's back defensively, so the metrics aren't treating him right. And I know he probably should be in left with Marte in center. But, gosh, when I think of the Pirates, Bob, I think of Andrew McCutchen, and it's just not going to be the same seeing him in a different uniform. And I understand how unpopular it's going to be in Pittsburgh. And the only good part about it, I guess, is the fans have, I don't know, what's it going to be, 3, 4, 5, 6 days of understanding what's about to happen. So at least that may lessen the blow than if they shocked and surprised everybody.
Jim Bowden, our special guest here on the Bob Pompeani Show. Follow him at @JimBowden_ESPN on Twitter. Does a great job, as I said, former GM of the year, executive of the year of the Reds, and got a start here in Pittsburgh. So we've known Jim for quite a long time. Jim, I want to ask you just, you know, how do they sell being competitive in 2017? Number one, they got rid of the best bench in baseball, and I don't understand why you have to get rid of those guys. Yeah, their salaries went up. That's because they performed well. But Sean Rodriguez and Matt Joyce both comprised, I thought, the best bench in baseball, so they're gone. You still need starting pitching help. You trade McCutchen, and you're going to get, presumably, future guys. How do you sell the present?
I don't think you can. I mean, I think obviously all the emphasis on your media guides and yearbooks and the website, you know, has to start being all about Marte and all about Polanco, all about Cole and Tyler Glasnow and the young pitchers, Jameson Taillon. I mean, that's what you're going to have to sell. And I mean, the reality of it is you're going to be a third place team going into spring training. That's where it's going to be. You know how strong the Cubs are. So your best shot was a wild card, but you know they're regrouping a little bit here. And I've also heard Josh Harrison's name come up. He could be gone. And we all know, I'm surprised really that Gong hasn't been released after what everyone's had to endure with him. So there's changes in Pittsburgh, and they're going to take a step back. It's not something you're going to be able to sell, Bob. You're not going to be able to make this trade with Washington and be able to sit there and sell that you're ready to compete and be a legitimate team. You're not going to be able to do that. You're going to be taking a step back, and you're hoping that you stay competitive in the next couple of years. The young guys like Austin Meadows comes up and becomes the star they think he's going to be, and you hope the young starters over the next couple of years develop, and that 2 years from now you and I are celebrating this young core, the next core of the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's what you can hope for. Now, the one thing I will say on this McCutchen deal, if it's done with Washington, is I hope Reynaldo Lopez is part of it. I keep hearing Victor Robles is going to be the centerpiece, and they're working on some of the other parts. But I'm hoping, you know, I know you're not getting Giolito, but you certainly should get Lopez, I think, who I think has a chance to be a two or three legitimate-type starter to put in with Cole and Taillon and Glasnow. I mean, I think that would be a real positive to have him part of the deal. I know the Rangers and Dodgers have still had conversations, so I know the deal with Washington's not done, because there's still conversations going on. But I think the return they get from McCutchen is extremely important. It's not about how far the guys they get are away, but it's going to be about the quality of return that they get when they move them.
Jim Bowden, always good stuff joining us here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Jim, one final thing for you, and I know you're a busy man, so I do appreciate the time. When is there ever going to be a time when the Pirates – just sign somebody like a McCutchen or a Neil Walker or a Mark Melancon instead of always deciding, well, we're never going to afford the contract. We're talking about Melancon now, looking at 4 years, $64 million. So clearly that's why they moved him. Walker was the same way. They rushed into a deal that was not so good for them as it turned out. Why can't they just say, we're going to sign guys and move forward?
That's not how they're going to operate. So to answer your question, as long as Frank Coonley and Neil Huntington are in charge of running the Pirates, they're going to continue to run it the same way. This is how they feel you have to do business with the revenue stream that they get. So what Pirate fans have to hope for is, number one, that the farm system develops the kind of star players it takes to win. And you got to hope that they continue to do that year in and year out. That's going to be the only chance, because their methodology with this group and this leadership group from the owner on down, it's not going to change. This is how they're going to do business. Enjoy Starling Marte, because 2 years from now you'll have me on this show, and we'll be talking about how sad it is that Starling Marte is the
What about Gerrit Cole? What about Gerrit Cole?
Yeah, same thing. And that's what's great about your show, is we all get to vent, right? I mean, I remember working at Pittsburgh all those years, and it was sad to me when Barry Bonds left. It was sad to me when Dave Parker left. I mean, the punch in the belly stays with you for a lifetime, Bob. As you know, you've lived it on TV as a young kid all the way to today. You've been a star in that marketplace. But I don't have to tell you the way they're going to operate there, because you've lived it year in and year out your entire lifetime.
Yeah, well, I would like to see once in a while that change, but apparently under the system it's not. And real quick, why do these smaller, I'm going to use smaller, I hate that term, Jim, as you know, but why do they keep voting on a CBA that gives a luxury tax, and where does that luxury tax money go? I would be better off if they said it goes strictly and has to go to payroll, but it doesn't seem to always go there.
Well, the only thing I will say in favor of this CBA, Bob, is that we have put a drag on the biggest markets. We no longer are in an environment where the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Phillies and the Angels can go out there and just destroy all of you. You know, the differential of where they're held, there's no reason why middle market teams can't win a World Series now that the big clubs can't just go out and beat you on the free agent market. They can't just beat you in the draft. They can't just beat you internationally anymore. So you got a chance, and all you have to do is look at Kansas City winning a World Series or how San Francisco built their team. I mean, there's a lot of young middle market teams that have had a chance to do this because of it. And this new CBA, not good for the smallest markets, but it's not good for the largest markets either. It's really the best for middle class. And for Pittsburgh, it's kind of tough because you're on the real lower end of the middle class. Like, you're a lot closer to the Tampa Bays and the Oaklands than you want to be, because if you were just a little bit more, it would benefit you more.
Well, Jim, always appreciate the time. Happy holidays to you. Best to your family, and I really do appreciate the knowledge. You make it a better show every time you come on, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Bob. Great being with you.
All right, that's Jim Bowden.